Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa has taken the lead in addressing the challenges at Eskom, with a new board being appointed and controversial executives being removed. Last week, he held a meeting with President Jacob Zuma, Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown, and Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba. Jabu Mabuza has now been appointed a new chairperson of a 13-member board, which has been instructed to immediately remove Machela Gogo, and Anoj Singh from the utility. Joining me on the line is Deputy Editor of Financial Mail, Sikonathi Manjanja. Sikonathi, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning, Cape Talk.
It seems the market likes the news.
Yep, absolutely. It is the best news we have had in a long while. And as you've just said, Jabu Mabuza, he's well known into the markets. And he's been his stewardship of Telkom in the list, and indeed all those initiatives to try and stave off a credit downgrade and attract investment into South Africa. He has done a sterling job for the country.
What will be some of the immediate priorities for this new board?
They were instructed immediately to remove all those Eskom executives who are facing allegations of serious corruption and other acts of impropriety. That's the start. But they have also been instructed immediately to appoint Phakamani Hadebe as acting chief executive officer. But the most important task immediately as well is to make sure that Eskom does not go bankrupt. It is insolvent right now. They have to find the cash to, one, pay salaries of the 50,000 people that work there, to pay their suppliers, and to immediately then find money and publish the interim results that have been delayed since November. They were due at least since the second week of November. They can only be published once Eskom gets some money, and now these people will be able to knock on doors and open them and get the cash Eskom needs. And in my estimation, at least 50 billion rand.
Who will be given Eskom 50 billion rand, Sikonathi? They have until the end of the month for those financials to be published. Otherwise, they are in contravention of some regulations pertaining to the JSE. And Malusi Gigaba, the finance minister, saying that South Africa does not have the money to bail them out. So that 50 billion rand is going to come from where?
It's all good for Malusi Gigaba to say there is no money, and he will not. In fact, he's correct in saying there is no money, but he's incorrect in saying he will not bail out Eskom. He's got not a choice. But let's take a step back. Eskom is already in that in default to publishing results, because they have to be published 3 months, within 3 months after the end of the reporting period. So it's not until the end of January, it was until the end of December. But the JSE has given them a grace period. Now, where is 50 billion rand going to come from? They can run overdraft facilities in banks if they are trusted people. As surely this new group of executives and board are trusted, they will be able to get some immediate funding or short-term funding from the commercial banks. We've got access to all the banks in the world, and they will be able to do that. But that's just the start. The government itself will have to pitch in a lot of money, at least 50 billion rand. That may not be necessarily in the next 10 or 20 days, but they have to find at least 25 billion rand within the next 10 to 20 days from commercial banks. So the government comes in to write off some debt and to pay off the most expensive of debt, to restructure that balance sheet, as it did in 2015 when it gave Eskom 83 billion rand. 23 billion rand of that was in cash. They will have to do the same again now to make sure that the onerous interest repayments of about 45 billion rand per year are removed, so as to give Eskom a chance. The money that it generates after operation will have to be used to invest in operating activities rather than to pay off debt. That can only change when the government has said, okay, here's money, or we'll write off our own loan to you. We are writing it off. That's a gift.
A listener asking a question on the WhatsApp line, why are they keeping Lynn Brown? Well, she is the Public Enterprises Minister and there has been no cabinet reshuffle. But by this move, Cyril Ramaphosa has effectively reduced her influence over Eskom.
He's effectively taken over. Remember, the President of the Republic appoints cabinet ministers. The ruling party has come in and pressurized the President to say, we will make these changes at Eskom. They are immediate and they cannot wait any longer. The group that made these appointments and restructuring at Eskom does not necessarily appoint cabinet ministers. It may very well indeed deploy them to cabinet, but they have to instruct the President to carry out a reshuffle. But this time around, there will be no instruction of a president. There will be a reshuffle. The president himself will be fired. So this thing is an elephant. You eat it one bit at a time.
Sikonathi Manjanja, thank you very much for availing yourself at such short notice. Deputy Editor of Financial Mail, speaking to us about the changes being made to Eskom, the Deputy President, Cyril Ramaphosa, the President of the ANC, appointing a new chairperson of a 13-member board, which has been instructed to immediately remove, amongst others, Machela Koko and Anoj Singh, and the market receiving those news with great response.